This is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, listener-supported public radio for Central and Northern Pennsylvania, an outreach service of Penn State. Orrin Evans leading the Black Captain Big Band in a piece of his own composition, Proclaim Liberty. This is BB bringing you the jazz music on this first day of 2021, reviewing some of the outstanding contributions to jazz in the last year. And We'll go now to some pieces that were not groups. Actually, these are all, we'll sort of stay with the big band or large ensemble theme. And all of these three pieces I'm going to play now feature vocal parts. All of them are somewhat avant-garde and all released, of course, in 2020. The Sun Ra Orchestra is still going strong, and we'll hear them do one of Sun Ra's compositions, Sonology. Ashragamedze, a drummer, we'll hear a piece by him. And then we'll end this next set with the Exploding Star Orchestra. And if you think that sounds a little bit new agey, I think you're right. And you'll find this piece unusual. All right. So we'll start with the good old friends, the Sun Ra Orchestra. This is Sonology.
is in the
Swallowed by enormity, they walk down the passage. A lone figure engulfed inside the long walls happens into the laundry. Here are enormous's small dirts. Here the swallowing enormity becomes also something else. Here haunting is troubled by their being there. Their presence asks a question. Their question gets at the sore things on your tonsils. Strolling further down the tongue, the back of the mouth beckons them closer. With a sharp breath inward, breathes them in. Attempts through breath to inhale them into eternity are not so nakedly dressed as to be stark. Venturing out, they moved past small dirts to play on the lonely porch. The porch's empathy embraced the troubled child. As they collaborated on ad hoc hopscotch, the single sheet of iron for the roof opened and, if not just for a second or more, all the year's sunlight leaked. Hopscotch ended much as it began. Hopscotch fleeted much as their feet did, across and up and down with their new friend. The porch yawned and the sun-kissed child slid down the tube which the yawn opened after the porch tired. The tube deftly dumped them in a lake of beads which the sun would be glinting off were it not shone out for all the years. Instead, the moon bemoanedly borrowed them a glimmer, at least so they could see. As the beads heaved, relieved that the child had at last arrived safe, but troubled nonetheless, they waited expectantly. Years, what felt like, the child weaved for with no one but the memory of all the years' sun on their skin and the beads for company. Somewhat safely suspended, the child weaved. Thinking the dress was for the beads, they finally finished. Now with a slightly more engaged moon and a scattering of stars for watches. The beads were now in the dress and they couldn't behave as a gift unto themselves. They giggled. Then the child realized the dress was for their wearing. Back up the tube they shot to re-see the lonely porch and the chalk of hopscotch. A couple drips of rain fell through the unfixed leak where a ray also squeezed. Back into the swallowing house they strolled. The enormity still enormous. The dress was a perfect fit. Thank you.
From 1 to 1,000, the promise of eventually charging particle and a wrinkle in time sent concentric circles reeling. The craft explored agency. The thought can roll and then through galaxies with no terminus, no intermittency. Expand and contradiction. Expand and contraction. Refraction of ray. Galaxy 1,000.
The Exploding Star Orchestra with Galaxy 100. And you could probably hear the Asian influence in that piece. Maybe a little gamelan action going on there. So, some interesting work from the year 2020 in our retrospective here. This is Public Radio WPSU, heard at 91.5 in Julianne, 104.7 in Clearfield, and online at WPSU.org. Sunday evening on WPSU, hear NPR's All Things Considered at 5 p.m., Fresh Air Weekend with Terry Gross at 6, This American Life at 7, Mountain Stage at 8, and our own live and local curated folk music set from 10 p.m. to midnight. That's Sunday evening here on Public Radio WPSU. And this is WPSU Jazz. I'm your host, BB, bringing you some memories from the year 2020 on this first day of 2021. Let's hear a couple of nominees for the Best Latin Jazz Album Award. We'll hear Arturo O'Farrell with a piece called Chinas y Criollas, and Poncho Sanchez sonando. Latin Jazz on the WPSU here. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
sonando para bailar goza mi cha cha cha.
Poncho Sanchez with Sonando. Moving on now to the instrumental album category, we'll hear two of the nominees, pianist Gerald Clayton, with an original composition called Shadamantham. He's also nominated in the Best Jazz Improv category. and drummer Terry Lynn Carrington. We'll hear a piece, again, an original composition by her called Giggles. So here is Gerald Clayton, Shadow Anthem.
Thank you.
Terry Lynn Carrington and group performing her piece Giggles. We'll see if Terry wins a Grammy this year for instrumental album. This is WPSU, listener-supported public radio, heard in Mill Hall at 91.5, in Johnsonburg at 90.1, and in Huntingdon at 102.5. Jazz is supported by your annual membership in WPSU and by the Bellefonte Art Museum, with support from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, showcasing art from local and global artists in 6 rotating galleries and the gift shop, featuring an exhibit on the Underground Railroad. More information at bellefontmuseum.org. This is BB. It's been my pleasure bringing you the jazz music this first show of 2021. And I close in wishing you all the best for this coming year. Most of us agree it can hardly be worse than last year. And in particular for a number of jazz greats who passed away during 2020, some of them from coronavirus, in fact. I only have time to remember two of them with a musical tribute. Freddie Cole was born in 1931, had a 70-year career in jazz, and known as a vocalist and a pianist. And we'll hear him do a piece called When a Sinner Kisses an Angel, or A Sinner Kisses an Angel. And Lee Konitz, born in 1927, alto saxophonist, composer, band leader, and known as an individualist, going his own way, not wanting to be labeled. We'll hear him with his Nonet doing a very early piece, Strutting with Some Barbecue, first recorded in 1927. So, ending our New Year's show with something very old, but done in the usual Lee Konitz way, with a few modern twists. So that's it for jazz this evening. Stay tuned, listen to Freddie Cole and Lee Konitz, who will take us up to midnight. And happy 2021, everyone. Here's Freddie Cole.
Stars in the sky were dancing. The night was perfect for romancing. The night a sinner kissed an angel. He wanted thrills, she wanted love. Oh, but his sighs were tender as he begged her to surrender. The night a sinner kissed an angel, and she believed that it was love. How was she to know that every lovely vow was part of a game he was playing? But to his surprise, he realized somehow he meant every word he was saying. I know that miracles can happen, 'cause I saw what happened. That night a sinner kissed an angel. That was the night that I fell in love. to know that every lovely vow was part of a game he was playing. But to his surprise, he realized somehow he meant every word he was saying. Yes, miracles can happen. I know, because I saw what happened that night. A sinner kissed an angel. That was the night that I fell in love.